Patty Bowers has resigned her post as Regional Library Director of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library System. In her letter of resignation, she said working with the library staff, board members, and local residents has been one of the great joys of her life. She said, and quoting from her resignation letter, "However, when I accepted the position of Regional Library Director, I did not anticipate that my predecessor's presence in the library office and influence on the Yancey Library Board would continue indefinitely. I have reluctantly concluded that I cannot lead the library into the future while it is so firmly rooted in the past," end quote. The position of director has been filled on an interim basis by Daniel Barron, who for 30 years has been a faculty member and director of the library school at the University of South Carolina. He says the entire community is better off when you have a strong library system.
It's been demonstrated with research that the entire community is better off when you have strong public libraries, whether it's helping children to learn to get ready for school, helping parents to help their children get ready for school, all the way through helping kids during school, all the way to the time that people die. And in between that, we've found in South Carolina that working with small businesses has been very, very important. And there have been several studies, one including in South Carolina, that we found that for every dollar spent for libraries, we got $4.46 back in return. In Florida, they found that it was over $6. In St. Louis, Missouri, they found it was $5 and something. But the idea that libraries support the economy and the economic development of an area has been shown over and over again. And part of what I want to do is to be able to help make that happen here in the Amy regional area.
Daniel Barron, interim director of the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library System. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.